SeeNoWayGirl.com. Margaret was feeling over the moon toward her upcoming nuptials. She was on the verge of giving up and calling it quits when Elvis proposed. She was surprised at the out-of-the-blue popping of the question. She was suspecting him of seeing another lady, and she wasn't going to allow herself to be dumped. So when Elvis invited her to dinner at a restaurant, she knew the day of reckoning had come. She prepared herself mentally and emotionally for the moment. She watched him warily as they ate. What was he waiting for? For her to finish her dinner before he said it so she would puke them out? Or would he say it as she was chewing so it would choke her? No, she would say it first. Margaret, will you? Elvis, I know what you're going to say. Marry me? Meg's eyes bulged. Was she dreaming? Are you asking me to? Elvis smiled and got down on one knee and asked the unbelievable yet overdue question again. She said yes breathlessly, still in shock over the turn of events. So he chose her. Whoever he was seeing must not have had enough to keep her. At first she feared she was going to lose him on the basis of her decision to abstain since he was sexually active when they met. But it looked like the good girl won the battle over the bad boy. But her tale wasn't going to have the usual happy ending. About 4 days to the wedding, Margaret found out Elvis had a baby on the way. So he found himself someone to sort him out after their brief makeout sessions, huh? No wonder, he didn't protest much about the abstinence pledge she had made years ago. Was she disappointed? Yes. She was heartbroken that although she was the one he had chosen to marry, a part of him would always be out there, a part of him that didn't include her. She wanted to call off the wedding, but she couldn't. How could she, when all the invitation cards had been sent and the event planner, caterer, and makeup artist have all been paid? How was she going to explain to her family, friends, colleagues at work, her Facebook and Instagram friends and followers that she was going to remain single a little while longer? Her mother had comforted her, saying that it was no news. Most men at one point would cheat. He could have chosen to have left her to be with the baby mama, but he still loved her, so he was a keeper. So she went ahead and got married to him with the consolation that she had her mother's blessing. She had thought that he would bring the baby home to live with them, but Elvis said the mother wanted to raise her child herself. She was somehow happy with the decision because she wasn't prepared to start her marital life caring for another woman's child. She would have her husband all to herself, and she would bear him beautiful children. How wrong she was. After 2 years of no issue, Elvis began staying out late. She wanted to believe it was work, but a part of her feared the worst. Elvis had sworn that it was over between him and his baby mama, Ruby. To prove that it was all about his son, Eric, he brought him to meet her and spend the holidays with them. Margaret went out of her way to treat the young lad well. She didn't want to lose her husband because of him. She was hopeful her own son, her husband's legitimate heir, was on his way. But Margaret's love story had more bumps than smooth roads. Ruby, his supposed one-time lover, got pregnant for him again. How and when did that happen? He said she seduced him when he went over to see his son. Apparently, Eric was sleeping and she gave him a drink. Before he knew it, he was on her bed. And since he was now married, he didn't have a condom on him. He still loved her and didn't want her to leave him. What was going on? Was she the designated trophy wife who attended social functions with him whilst he kept the side chick who was actually playing wife? She was ready to live with Eric's existence but another baby with the same woman? Was it because she hadn't given birth yet? But come to think of it, how did he expect her to take seed when he slept with her for God knows how many times and give her all of his good seed and spill the leftovers in her? This was the last straw. She knew she had lacked the courage to walk out on him the first time, but this time, she had to find it. She was living the life she had always wanted, a beautiful home, a hefty account which was promptly credited, and a car which held the charm to turn heads. Elvis never shouted or raised his hand against her, and he kissed her every morning and night. She thought she had him wrapped around her finger. But no, he was wrapped around another woman's waist. Elvis was asking for a second chance, or was it a third? Her mother had only scolded her when she told her. She blamed her for not performing her wifely duties well and allowing another woman to satisfy him in bed. Was she for real? As for that marriage, don't even think of leaving it. If you do, only you stand to lose. He'll bring that woman in the moment you walk out. Do whatever you can and give birth to a boy. You're the Mrs. No One Knows That Woman. If he dies, you should inherit a good chunk of it. I didn't carry you for 9 months, raise you out of my sweat and blood only to have another woman reap where you've sowed. If you leave, my allowance will cease and so will the housing project he's handling for me. Forgive him and move on, but please, don't sleep too much. You've work to do. Was she really expecting her to say anything different? And was she really expecting her once overtly known player to be a faithful husband? Now, she was left with two choices: to mother her husband's children so she could continue being a Mrs. or leave and start over. Start over from where? She had vowed to be with him for better for worse, and it seemed her share of the cake was all worse. She didn't want to be a divorce statistic, but she didn't see any other choice. She loved her life too much to let go. She wanted the ring and the title, and he had given them to her. But she didn't sign up to be the designated wife when the side chick was the one whose better husband chose to find comfort. Greater than what would you advise she does? Walked out on the grounds of adultery, or forgive and stay married to an unfaithful husband and hope for the better? Kindly share your thoughts. Copyright Josephine Amawako 2016. Kindly subscribe to my newsletter. Thanks.